forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience, providing counseling from a Christian perspective. He specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
The Lord said that he was near, and he would dwell with him that is of a contrite heart, and whosever spirit is broken. Now, when we talk about a broken spirit, we're not talking about, you know, break like a person breaks a horse. You have to break their spirit in order to ride them out. We're not talking about that, because you don't want to break children's spirit. You want to break some of their habits, but you don't want to break their spirit. You know, somebody that's spirit is broken, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. They're susceptible to a lot of things. That's what parents are to guard or to watch over. That's what parents are for. Amen. You break their habits. You know, you don't spare the rod. But you don't break their spirit. You know, if your spirit gets broken, you're good for nothing. You go into depression. So we don't want to. Now, the Lord spoke about a broken spirit. In other words, a broken spirit or in the Beatitudes, blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are they that mourn. You know, when he talks about things like that, blessed are they that mourn or a broken spirit. That's a person who has gotten into a place where they are totally dependent upon God. In other words, Lord, I cannot do this myself. I don't even trust myself in that sense. This is so much bigger. This, Lord, and he said, he's near him that is of a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Not a heart that is full of pride and self-righteousness and ego and, you know, I can do this myself. That's why things are so messed up. You've been doing it yourself and not really trusting God. But he said, I dwell in a high and lofty place with him that is of a contrite heart. So the world's got this thing wrong. The world thinks only the proud can make it. Only the ones strong in the flesh. But they got it all backwards. Blessed are the meek. They shall inherit. Okay? So if we're going to be positioned for his presence, no matter how God blesses you, see, all of what God has done in your life up until now is for what he has prepared for you. Forget about whether you were right or wrong. Forget about whether you are blessed or cursed. Forget about what people did to you. All that stuff has no bearing on where you are now. All that were ingredients there to get you to where you are now so that God can do what he needs to do for you now. Hello? We've all come different routes. You understand what I mean? We've all had our different tests and trials and adversities, but we're here. And however we got here, we are here. Amen. And we are positioned for God to do what's next on his agenda. But in order for us to keep his presence, see, because it's his presence that took them out of the wilderness into Canaan, a cloud by day and a fire by night. Amen. It was the Lord. The fire by night, if you've ever been in the desert or through the desert, it gets cold. Some deserts below freezing at night. Can you imagine that? Hot as it gets during the day, it's cold and freezing at night. So he sent him a cloud, but it became a pillar of fire. Imagine a cloud of fire over you while it's freezing, you nice and warm. And by day, it was a pillar of a cloud. In other words, you know it gets hot in the desert. Arizona desert can get up to 120 plus degrees. Break an egg and it'll fry right there. But it was a cloud. It was his presence. Now, if they ever got away from his presence and wanted to do their own thing, they were subjected to the environment. That's what problems some people have. They get away from God's presence. And now, even though he's going to have mercy on you and grace toward you when you mess up, you're bound to mess up. It's his presence. It's his presence that gives us the assurance of victory. Amen. The assurance that we're on the right path. You don't have to be guessing about a lot of stuff. Hello, and God don't want you to have to be guessing. He wants you anchored, certain, moving in faith, bold, strong, convicted in his presence. Amen? So he said, no man will be able to stand before you. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. Tell somebody, as God was with Moses, he is with you. That same presence is with you, only it's not on the outside of us, it's inside. Hello? I said it's inside. And it'll be outside too. It'll affect the environments that we go into. All right? We established that fact. Now let's take a look at this. Go with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 22. 1 Chronicles chapter 22 and verse 9. We're going to take a look at King Solomon. King Solomon had a dimension of the Spirit that had to do with rest. Now his father David was a fierce warrior. David cut off everybody's head. I mean, he fought battles. But Solomon, his son, was a man of rest. His name even means that. But let's take a look at Solomon in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 9. It says, behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon. And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build an house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Look at verse 13. Then shalt thou prosper if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of a good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. Okay, now skip down to verse 19. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord. This is David giving instruction to Solomon. David, his hands were bloody, so God said, I cannot have you to build my tabernacle, my house, but I will raise up a son of you. He will be a man of rest, and through him I will build. Let me give you some characteristics, some attributes of Solomon being a man in a position for God's presence. You see, rest is what draws God's presence, not inactivity, not just doing nothing. You can be busy, but yet your spirit is at rest. I'm going to skip around here a minute. Jesus, crowded with people, thousands of people were around him, thousands, thronging him, noise, crying out to him, needing healing for their children. But the woman with the issue of blood got close enough, crawled, got in the midst of that crowd that was thronging him and touched him. And he stopped. With all the noise, he said, someone touched me. And the disciples said, Lord, how can you say somebody touched you? Everybody's touching you. We're all being pushed around here in this big throng of people. But the Lord said, no, someone touched me. How could he discern that? His spirit was at rest. See, you miss a lot when you get anxious, when you allow people to draw you into anger and frustration and anxiety. You miss a lot of times God speaking right into that situation. There's some hidden treasures right there, but the enemy trying to divert your thinking, trying to get you, you know, get your goat, trying to get you stirred up so that you miss what God sees. Sometimes you have to wait. Jesus was so at rest. See, he ministered not just from an anointing. He ministered out of a relationship from his Father. You know, there were many things he could do, right? He told Peter, don't you know I can pray? And my Father would send more than 12 legions of angels to rescue me. I could do this. I could raise the dead at my own venture. I could do this. But I don't do it. I only do what I see my Father doing. In other words, the manifestation of who I am comes from my relationship with my Father and his presence, not my anointing. See, we have anointings to do things. And at times, the anointing is upon us to do things. But that's not what our life should consist of, because you become very inconsistent. Because if you ain't anointed to sweep or vacuum, you ain't going to do it. I ain't anointed to go to church this morning. No, we do these things out of relationship. I don't have to feel a thing. Amen. I know what my Father desires of me. Relationship. But there are times you can travel miles and miles and miles, or do like we did this past week where you were here till 2 in the morning, but you're getting up for 8 o'clock to be in church while you are anointed for at that time. But when you don't feel the anointing or don't sense an anointing, it's out of relationship. That's important. You become a lot more stable person if you operate your life from a relationship and not the feeling of an anointing. Don't feel anointed to study, but you know you need to study? Start studying. Guess what? The anointing will come up beside you. Sometimes you have to initiate some stuff. So Solomon was a man of rest. Let me give you point number one. When you are a person of rest, and I'm going to give you a definition of what that means in a bit. When you're a person of rest, God will give you rest from your enemies. See, a whole lot of mess and drama and strife and contention and ill feelings come to you because you're on the wrong frequency. You're on a frequency of strife. And so anytime somebody come at you or say something to you, it hits that frequency and now you all messed up. But if you're in a place of rest, that stuff bounce off of you like it ricochets. Boom. They say what they want to say. I'm at rest. You're not pulling me out of here. I'm in the presence of Almighty God, and in His presence is fullness of joy, pleasure, peace, love, rest. Amen? So the first thing He does, He gives you rest from your enemies. The enemy's like this. If he sees something ain't working against you for a while, he'll stop. He'll keep working it until it stops working. As long as you let it work, he's going to keep working it. The moment you change and you stop letting it, but he ain't going to try that no more. He may bring it around again sometime just to check it out. Yeah, they done changed. Okay, we can use that strategy again. So they huddle up again on you. Try something else. But see, when you're in that place of rest, you're insulated. There's a place where demons can't tread. As a matter of fact, your peace that stems from your rest is a sharp weapon against the enemy. Hello, I said your peace will bruise him. Amen. All right, so he gives you, number two, because Solomon was at rest, he gave peace and quietness to Israel during his days. Don't you know, Dad, Mom, if you get at rest, you'll bring rest to your household. If you get it right and get positioned properly with God, you'll bring rest and peace and security to those around you. People whose lives you touch, you'll bring peace to them. They'll like to be around you. Hello? Get rid of the persecution mentality that everybody hates you, is you against the world. It ain't like that. There's some people out there that may have never spoken to you. They respect you a lot. Hello, but you just let the devil deceive you thinking that everybody against you. Now, there are going to be people like Cyrus that come alongside you to help you. Amen. They ain't going to hate you. Some of them are going to get saved because of you. But Israel had peace and quietness because of Solomon all his days.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part two of our series, The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Genesis 3:10 declares, "And he said, I had heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." We cannot afford to be like Adam in this situation. When God came to him, Adam was not positioned properly to receive his presence. Disobedience is a major hindrance to maintaining the presence of God. Moses was told by God that his presence would go with him and he would give Moses rest. Be at rest. A broken spirit is a place where we are totally dependent upon God. A contrite heart is where the Lord dwells. My friend, the meek are the ones who will inherit the earth. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.